Part 2, Chapter 7, The Disappearing Purse. Our family was sitting around the dining room table one evening, enjoying each other's fellowship after supper. I was sitting before a tape recorder on a rolling cart beside the table, editing a tape to be aired on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. When I glanced up, I saw the backside of a pair of blue jeans disappear through the door into our bedroom. "Someone's in our bedroom," I cried out. Everyone jumped up from the table and ran into the bedroom, but no one was there. The thief had escaped through an outside door in our room. He was a thief, because when we checked, my purse was missing. It had been sitting on top of the buffet beside the bedroom door, right in front of my nose. Roland ran outside to try to catch the thief, but he was nowhere to be seen. We all sat back down at the table, and Roland asked, "Did you have any money in your purse, honey?" "Not much. I only had one U.S. $20 bill hidden under a flap in my billfold," I replied. "But the house keys, the car keys, and the station keys were in there. We've got to get them back." "Yes, we must get them back. But the only way that will happen is for the Lord to work a miracle for us. Let's pray and ask the Lord to do that." As we all bowed our heads, Roland prayed, "Lord, you know who entered our house and stole Arlene's purse, and you know where he is right now. We pray that somehow you will cause him to bring the purse back, and thank you." After he prayed, Roland ran to our neighbor's house to use their phone to call the police, since we had no phone in our house. When he explained to the police what had happened, they said, "Oh, we're sorry, but we can't come. We have no transportation." Well, that was no help. Roland came back home and sat down again. In a few minutes, we heard a man's voice calling out, "Amen! Amen!" Roland went to the back door and called, "Who's there? What do you want?" "Come, man. Come get your bag. Come get your bag." Roland slowly walked out to the back fence, where a man was standing on the other side, holding out my purse in one hand and a cutlass in the other. "Give me some money, man, and I will give you your bag." "You got money already in the bag." "No, man, no. No money in the bag. No money at all." Roland suddenly realized the man had not found the hidden $20. "I'll tell you what you do. I will give you all the money I have." Roland pulled out his wallet, took out three EC dollars, and opened his wallet so the man could see it was empty. "What? That's all you got, man? You gotta give me more than that." "Sorry, but that's all I have. See? My wallet is empty." "Well, if that's all you got, give me. Here's your bag." Roland gingerly handed over the money as he took the purse with his eyes on the cutlass. He did not know what the man would do next. But the man slunk away through the bushes and was not seen again. Roland triumphantly returned to the house, saying, "Praise the Lord! God answered our prayer and worked a miracle for us." As we examined the purse, we saw that all of the keys and the money were still there. Who ever heard of a thief returning the goods he had stolen? Well, in any other incident like this, the thief would have just tossed the purse into the bushes and walked away in disgust. Yes, we have a wonderful God.